You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are continuing our conversation in the Set Apart to Serve series. We get to talk with more young adult representatives for Set Apart to Serve today who attended the Higher Things conferences this summer. Excited to talk with more college students about serving and becoming church workers as well. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Hannah Weaver served as a young adult representative at the Higher Things conferences this summer. Hannah, welcome.
Hello.
Also joining us today, Jacob Nath served as a young adult representative at the Higher Things conferences this summer. Jacob, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
And James Pape also served as a young adult representative at Higher Things Youth Conferences this summer. James, welcome.
Thanks, Danny. It's good to be here.
Well, these people make me feel young.
I know, right?
Because, well, actually, they make me feel old. But it's nice to hang out with young people and talk about church work. Looking forward to hearing their stories. Let's talk about what church work program you're in and what Concordia you are attending. Let's start with Hannah. Hannah, what program are you in and what Concordia University are you attending?
Yeah, I am currently attending Concordia University, Nebraska. I'm going to be a junior studying elementary and early childhood education, getting my Lutheran teaching diploma.
Very good. Very good. And James, how about you?
I'm a student at Concordia University, Wisconsin, so part of your sponsor, but I'm currently an incoming senior and I'm in the pre-seminary program there.
Very good. And Jacob?
Yeah, I'm an incoming sophomore. I just finished my first year at Concordia University, St. Paul, Minnesota. And I'm in the pre-seminary program. My major's in theology, so I'm kind of all out pre-seminary.
That's fantastic. So let's talk about how you ended up serving at a Higher Things conference this summer. How did you first learn about this opportunity? How were you chosen to be a young adult representative at Higher Things, Hannah?
So I got an email from the head of the education department. She sent it out to all the church work students and said, hey, if you're interested, you should sign up. And it would be a good experience for you getting to talk to high schoolers and kind of encouraging them in thinking about church work.
James?
Yeah, so my pre-seminary director, Dr. Jason Lane, he reached out to us pre-seminary students in, I think, around April. And he mentioned this opportunity for Set Apart to Serve and being an intern. And so I heard about that and I decided to jump at the chance because I think it's a great opportunity for reaching out to people like myself who were like interested in church work in high school. And it's kind of like full circle moment. So, yeah.
And Jacob?
Yeah, I think I got, like everyone else, I got an email from someone in the ministry department. And I saw the email. I had been to like 6 Higher Things prior to this. And I was like, I got to do that. I want to go again. I have no reason to go this summer without it. And this is something I love doing, is talking to people about church work. So I was like, this is something I got to do. And so then, yeah, we interviewed and somehow they said yes. And then I was on my way.
So we hear that Jacob has been to multiple Higher Things conferences. Mm-hmm. How about you, James? Have you been to Higher Things conferences before?
I have. I've been to one other Higher Things back in 2019, which was also at Concordia, Wisconsin, which was the Higher Things I was serving at this summer. So I it's safe to say that I like to call that place my second home.
How about you, Hannah? Had you attended a Higher Things conference before?
Yes. I think when I counted, I had attended 5 prior to this year. And after this year, I'm at 7.
Wow.
Nice.
So you all are somewhat familiar or very familiar with Higher Things conferences. What do you appreciate about the Higher Things conferences, whether attending as a student or now as a young adult representative? What are some of the things you appreciate about the conferences? We'll start with you, James.
Yeah, I really like the community. There's a bunch of opportunity for recreation, for listening to a bunch of pastors from around the country to speak about, you know, theology topics and to give advice and answer questions that go around in the church for that, whether they be time old, age issues, or contemporary, like just like issues for our time. Like they speak on it and they bring their wisdom and they bring just knowledge to the table that not a lot of us, at least for me, like have heard before. And so I really like the communal aspect, especially within the chapels and within the church services, because every single day we get to worship God and we get to be in the house of the Lord every single day. And having that as a center point in higher things is like the groundwork, the cornerstone of kind of everything that goes on there, and really brings us all back together. So I really enjoy that.
Hannah, having attended now 7 Higher Things conferences, what do you appreciate about these conferences?
I'm going to agree with James. I like the community aspect of it. You're surrounded by people who believe the same things as you and who think the same way you do. I also enjoy like the learning. You're all going to listen to the plenary speakers, but after that, you get to pick which breakaways you want to attend based on what you're interested in. And I think just the learning part of it too.
Jacob, what do you appreciate about the conference, the Higher Things conferences?
Yeah, so I think my first Higher Things, I was a baby Lutheran. I was a Baptist before and became Lutheran in my first year being Lutheran. And it really helped me get really excited about, hey, singing a hymn is kind of cool. And I really enjoyed, I think, all the way through. Now, like Hannah, this is my 7th. You know, you worship when you worship, you play when you play, and you learn when you learn. That's one of their old mottos. And it's just been so fantastic. You know, when you're learning, it's all in, you know, let's get excited. Let's learn about whatever theological topic I'm interested in, the breakaway or the plenaries. I think it's just really well structured in their formation of the event.
Yeah, and attending these as college students now, being a little older than most of the other attendees, but the three of you were tasked with talking about your church work programs around the different concordias. Why was this interesting to you, having to talk to people about what you're doing, what you're studying, what vocation opportunities are available in church work? Why was this something that you wanted to do, Jacob?
Yeah, so I already do a lot of that. I've got an online community. We spend a lot of time trying to encourage other pre-sem and church work vocations. And so it's already something I do and love. We need church workers really badly. And so this was just a really great opportunity, in my opinion. I was like, this is going to be great. You're right. Like, Higher Things has changed for me from, you know, when I was younger, it was like, oh, I'm so excited to play Nine Square. Now during the fun times, you know, I'm sitting watching people play Nine Square, talking with someone about, you know, what college they should go to or what career they should go after. So it was a little different, but I think it was just, I love talking to people. You know, fellowship is everything in faith. So I don't know. It's just a really good time talking to people, meeting new people.
James, why was this exciting for you?
I guess perspective change, because as this was compared to you, Jacob and Hannah, this being only my 2nd Higher Things, like I kind of got a comparison between Higher Things as students and Higher Things as a college student. And I was really excited to share my transition, because in between the time I was a Higher Things, a high schooler, as a college student, a lot of things changed. A lot of things fell into place for me. A lot of things really enhanced my experience and helped me to pursue, by God's grace, a career in church work, specifically as a pastor. And a lot of things I was passionate about in high school grew into life skills that I wanted to share with other people. And so having the opportunity to stand around and be in community with, in my case, like 700 high school students, that was an opportunity I did not want to pass up, because I would look in the mirror sometimes during that week and I would say, this was me 5 years ago. And I want to help people understand and reach out and grow into what it is that church work really displays and all the wonderful benefits and blessings that come from that.
Hannah, what about you?
Yeah, I think it was going from being the youth listening to people from the different concordias tell me about it and hearing from them, but then as a college student going and listening to them, I was like, oh, you could add this or this to what you're saying about it. So I'm like, maybe it would be cool for me to go and, as a current student, be able to say, hey, this is what college life is currently like on campus. You're not hearing, no offense to them, but you're not hearing alum say, yeah, this is what we did 10 years ago. You're hearing a current student say, we still do these things that you did, but we may do them a little differently.
We are talking with Set Apart to Serve young adult representatives who served at Higher Things conferences this summer. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment, learn about their responsibilities as young adult representatives and what they learned at the conferences as well. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're talking with young adult representatives for Set Apart to Serve who served at Higher Things conferences this summer, Hannah Weaver, Jacob Nath, and James Pape. As they were serving at these conferences, engaging in conversation with young people and with parents as well about church work and the programs they're in, attending a Concordia University and all the joy that comes with that. And they had the opportunity to participate in the Higher Things conferences. You also, as I understand, had responsibilities, not just talking at the booth, but also to present as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's talk about presenting and what you got to do in your presentation. What was that like speaking, doing some public speaking at a Higher Things conference? Mm-hmm. What was that like for you, Jacob?
Yeah, I mean, a little nerve-wracking, you know. So I did, mine was in Arkansas, and so we had about 700 to 800 at worship. And so we spoke at first, kind of advertising the breakaway and advertising the Set Apart to Serve table, saying, oh, hey, I'm Jacob. You know, I go to St. Paul. Come talk to me and come to my breakaway. And then when we actually did the breakaway, the way my breakaway was structured might be a little different than the other two, but Dr. Bonick presented for 5-10 minutes about Set Apart to Serve. And then I was just given the rest of the time because I didn't have anyone else with me. It was just me. And so I presented about a lot of different things, kind of telling a story of my church work formation. And I got to talk to people. It was a little nerve-wracking, but I think it went really well, and I'm really excited. It started a lot of good conversations afterwards, too.
Hannah, how about you? Tell us about presenting at the Higher Things Conference.
Yeah, it was really cool because usually I'm on the opposite side. I'm sitting, listening to the presenters, but it was really cool to be up there and listening to any questions they had about what the different church work programs were. I had Mr. Glenn Rollins with me in Portland, and so he presented for about 5 to 10 minutes. And then ours was more of a question and answer kind of session since there were two of us. So he would ask the question, and then we would both take a turn answering it in our own way.
James, tell us about your time presenting at Higher Things Conference.
Yeah, so similar to Jacob, we had like kind of an introductory at the first big plenary. Glenn had us, me and my other co-intern, Brianna, we introduced ourselves and advertised the breakaway. And it was kind of crazy because at the sidelines, there were like people that like I was enthralled with. I mean, Lane attended our conference and was one of the speakers. And so that was really cool. Kind of surreal because I've listened to his music a while, but also Dr. Bross, the new president at Fort Wayne Seminary. But yeah, we had our advertiser breakaway. And then same with Hannah. Brianna and I, we did kind of a question and answer, kind of what our experiences were like, kind of where our faith formation led us and how it interested us to pursue a career in church work.
Now, Jacob had mentioned that the presentation led into conversations. So what were some of those conversations that you ended up having with the students, with the parents, with the adult leaders, that communication that you got to have one-on-one? What were some of the conversations you guys were able to have, Jacob?
Yeah, so I mean, I had a lot of conversations before my breakaway, but especially afterwards. I mean, it goes right into evening prayer, so there wasn't too much right after the breakaway, right? But I was most surprised by adults, a couple of adults who were really considering going to church work as second career. who are like, hey, your story really resonated with me. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. I'm in high school, you know, or I'm in college now. It was pretty surreal. I was like, oh, okay. That wasn't my perceived audience, but it resonated there. And I got to keep in contact with some of them, and I'm able to call them and talk to them about what they're looking at, whether through SMP or going to SEM. I think the night I did my breakaway, I was up way too late. I don't tell their leaders. I was probably up till 2 a.m. in some dorms talking to a bunch of kids about what they wanted to do with, you know, like 6-7 kids and who are upper high school, who my story had related to them, and they thought they wanted to tell me about theirs. And their story was, a few of them just so interesting that I love to listen to them. So I think, I don't know, there's so many stories all through the week. I mean, I probably heard stories from over 50 people, and it was just so exciting. I mean, it really was.
James, sorry, Sarah.
James, what about you? What kind of conversations did you have?
Yeah, a lot of our conversations at my conference in Mequon were kind of at our booth, at our table, and a lot of people that either heard from us coming at the first plenary, or those who kind of saw us walking around, they saw our little tags and would come by. And it was a good mix of people. A lot of them were students that came by and seemed really interested. We talked about kind of what my career was going to be and kind of what Anna's career and how the differences between DCE and teaching and being a pastor. And a lot of people, you know, those high school students were attentive. I mean, I could look them eye to eye, and, you know, I could tell they were really understanding, or at least getting like why church work was so important. And so a lot of that communication was there. I think we touched a lot of lives.
And Hannah, what about you?
Yeah, I'd say probably a lot of our conversations came from us talking at the plenary. Afterwards, it was mostly adults who would come up, and they were like really encouraging. They were like, hey, you're doing a great thing. Praying for you. But then we also had the students come up before and after the breakaway session and were like, hey, we're interested. Can we talk some more? And so we would have conversations with them, and we would send them over to the two Concordia tables that were there. And we're like, hey, talk to them, see what they can, if they can help you figure anything else out.
What are some of the memories? What are some of the things that stood out for you from these Higher Things conferences, either this year or years past, that you will continue to carry with you? What are some of the things that you appreciate or you have good memories of from the Higher Things conferences? James?
I loved all the events that the Higher Things event team would put on. The four different teams, Ola, Boss, Leo, Priscilla, those kind of competitive natures between like all the different states where the students and their groups should come from. And like, there would be some events, some with there outside our Concordia Chapel. There was like a night where all the students were making chalk or making something, drawings out of chalk. And some of them were just amazing drawings where they made the Lamb of God image that you'd see. And it was like the detail was so like, it was very attention to detail, and it was very good. And I just loved walking around the square, seeing all these different art designs and the talent and precision and like the real desire to be there. And I think that was like really brought together well. And also there's some fun events. There was a talent show, and a lot of kids would come up and they'd share what gifts God had given them. And it was a beautiful thing. And there was one kid that recited a script from The Lion King, and it was really funny because he went into different voices, and it was like, wow, that's really funny. But overall, I think just seeing what high school students' gifts are and kind of encouraging them to use their gifts for use in the church and in the future, and having that community again.
Hannah, what are some of the great memories you'll carry with you from the Higher Things conferences?
Definitely the activities at the end of the night. I love walking around after they do the chalk art contest and just looking and seeing how talented everybody is. But I also really love and enjoy the conversations you have, both as a youth and now as a young adult representative, getting to talk to those students and being one of the students and listening to the people talk to you about what they can suggest for you to do and everything. So I think the conversations too.
Jacob?
Yeah, I think so. Of all higher things, it really formed me as a Lutheran. And I think what I valued most was just getting to know my pastor. But then specifically this year, really, I didn't have my pastor there, kind of own. I was working. I have so many joyful memories from that week. I think what stands out the most, we had some times where I got to pray with students, I think, you know, late in the evening during that free time, you know, and those came seemingly very randomly. Like, we had to learn how to line dance. And I was like, oh, I can't dance to save my life. I'll do that. You know, I'll go embarrass myself. And we did. And so that went really well. I was dancing with somebody. We were having a really good time. Then we got to sit to the side and talk about not even just church reformation, but just, you know, their life and as a baptized Christian and get to pray with them. I met some students who were really gung-ho about, they're excited. They're going to college next year at Concordia. They're excited for pre-sem. And we just got to talk about, you know, theology, what they're reading. One student, I remember, I had this resource and he really wanted it. And I was like, oh, let me get that printed for you. And I spent the whole day like trying to find a printer on campus so I could print this off to give to him. It just, I draw a lot of joyful memories like that. I think maybe the ones I remember most were the food ones, not because I really like food, but, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I would sit somewhere random with some group and get to know some group from, you know, all over the United States, and just getting to meet an entire group at once was a little like overwhelming. And I would always try to remember every name in the group throughout the rest of the conference. And I don't know. I've tried to stay in contact with as many of them as I can. And just those friendships are just so valuable. So I think that's probably my highlight is the people I've kept after the conference. And that's true for all the higher things I've been to, is that the friends I've made through it.
That's fantastic. As we wrap up our time together, thinking about the advice, the conversations that you were having with all of the students and the adults, what is your advice, your wisdom to young people or adults listening to this who are considering church work? What are your words of wisdom to others who are considering these church work vocations? Hannah?
I'd say definitely go talk to somebody who's in that position that you're thinking of considering. Go talk to a Lutheran teacher. Go talk to your pastor. Go talk to a DCE. Go talk to them. Have those conversations and give them the chance to tell you what it's really like doing that.
Jacob?
Yeah, I had a spot on. Go talk to someone doing what you want to do. I think that's true for almost any vocation you're going into. Chiefly, I mean, you're looking at a church work vocation, though. So open your Bible and read it. Not just for this verse that's going to come out to you and say, oh, yeah, you should be a pastor. But just grow in your love for Christ and pray a lot. And when you open your Bible, pray that the Holy Spirit may fill you with knowledge about it. It's not just an academic pursuit. You know, it's something you're prayerfully approaching. Stay in the Word. I mean, if you're excited about theology, you really should be considering church work of some kind. I mean, you're very rare in this world. So I guess my advice would be just keep opening the Bible and keep talking to your pastor. Your pastor is probably pretty friendly. Most of them are. go ask him to meet you for coffee. It'll be a good time, I swear.
James?
Yes, stay connected with those figures in the church, whether that be a teacher or a pastor or DCE, or there are so many different loving people in this world that, and in this church and in your church, that are willing to talk to you. They want to talk to you. They want to see you involved. Stay involved in church activities and Bible studies. And, you know, if there's church has a youth group, stay involved in that. And like Jacob said, open up the scriptures, because that's really where the fear of the Lord is beginning of wisdom. And God's word will guide you wherever you go. And using the gifts that God's given you, use them to serve him, and pray for discernment onto what you want to do and how you can use those gifts. And we'd love to have you in church work.
Our guest today, young adult representatives who served at the Higher Things conferences this summer, Hannah Weaver, Jacob Knapp, and James Pape. Thank you so much for being our guests on the Coffee Hour today and sharing your stories.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.